One of the most important lessons in spiritual discernment is this. Not every inner feeling is God's voice. This matters because sincere Christians can still be confused. A strong emotion can feel spiritual. A sudden idea can feel urgent. A personal desire can sound holy in our own mind. Fear can pretend to be wisdom. Pride can pretend to be conviction. Impulse can pretend to be faith. So we must learn to test. The Apostle John writes, "Beloved, don't believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God." 1 John 4, 1, web testing does not mean we are unbelieving. Testing is part of faithful discernment. A student may say, "God told me to leave my church," when the real issue may be hurt pride, unresolved conflict, or unwillingness to receive correction. Another may say, "God told me to marry this person," while ignoring warning signs, wise counsel, and lack of spiritual fruit. Another may say, "God told me to start a ministry," but they have not yet learned faithfulness in ordinary service. Another may say, "God told me to confront them," but the tone is harsh, impatient, and self-protective. God can guide his people. The Holy Spirit is real. But the Spirit of God is holy, truthful, wise, and consistent with Scripture. So how do we test inner impressions? First, test by Scripture. God will not lead us to violate His Word. Second, test by the fruit of the Spirit. Does this impression grow love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? Third, test by humility. Am I willing to be corrected? Fourth, test by wise counsel. Have mature believers help me examine this? Fifth, test by timing. Is this urgent because God is leading or because anxiety is driving me? Sixth, test by responsibility. Am I avoiding something God has already made clear? From an organic human perspective, inner feelings are part of the embodied soul, but they are not the final authority. Emotions matter, desires matter, burdens matter, but they need to be brought before Scripture, prayer, community, wisdom, and the Lordship of Christ. This protects us from spiritualizing immaturity. Discernment is not saying, "I felt it, so God said it." Discernment is saying, "Lord, search me, teach me, correct me, confirm what is from you. Remove what is from fear, pride, impulse, or confusion." Not every inner feeling is God's voice, but every inner feeling can become an invitation to bring your whole heart before God.